Welcome to Season 2 of The Voice Behind the Pen, hosted by author and screenwriter S.C. Dickens. Before we move into this new season, we'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, following, subscribing, rating, and sharing Season 1. Keep sending in your feedback as it helps us get better at delivering a quality show for you all to enjoy. A special thanks to all of the guests from Season 1, Freeze, Tony Hale III, Mark Six Mitchell, Empress Rolanda, William Young, Keith Lakeen Powell, Victor L. Martin, John Alexander, Brianna Cole, and Marcus Massey. Thank you all for coming on and sharing your expertise, mindset, and wisdom. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send SC an email via the email link at www.theauthorscdickens.com. While you're on the site, be sure to check out SC's ghostwriting services and other works on the store page. If you'd like to advertise on the show, or you'd like production work for any of your projects, send me an email at faxtheproducer@gmail.com. That's fax with a Z. So, as usual, kick back, grab whatever your go-to is to let loose, and please enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Voice Behind the Pen podcast. I'm your host, author, and screenwriter, S.C. Dickens. And tonight, I will dive into the captivating narratives and inspiring journey of my guest, screenwriter Kaylin Wells, who is shaping the world of storytelling. Join me as I explore the life and experience of Kaylin's prodigious talents, whose passion for screenwriting ignited at an age where merely most are discovering their voice. In this episode, I will discuss her journey from her early inkling of creativity to her remarkable accomplishments in the world of cinema. I will uncover the secrets behind Kaylin's creative process, her relentless pursuit of excellence, and the challenge she faces on her path to success. So without further ado, let's welcome Kaylin Wells. Good evening, Kaylin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. I can't complain. I want to first start by thanking you for coming on to the show. It is truly appreciated.
You are very welcome.
I want to, you know, I was looking at your resume, and I got some pretty interesting questions for you because of the genre you're in. You're in film. You're into screenwriting, you know. So, you know, on Mondays I bring somebody that's a author, and on Wednesdays I bring somebody that's in the film industry. So with you being a screenwriter and today being Wednesday, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay, that's fine.
So what initially inspired you to pursue screenwriting at such a young age?
Actually, that's a really good question. So I always used to have this little, it was a little computer I had, and I used to like type on Microsoft Word. And I used to just tell, like, stories. And I figured, like, me telling stories is, like, one of my talents. So I just started writing, like, at the age of 13, 14. And then I started picking up on it. But things happened to me in my past life, which has slowed me down to continue to do my screenwriting. And, like, now I am trying to expand my career now that I'm older. I have went to a modeling and acting agency, but they really didn't teach us the steps of screenwriting. But I actually learned from YouTube and other people on YouTube how to actually physically screenwrite, and I just took off with it. But I'm trying to like connect and meet other people that are actually screenwriters, so because I really want to work for like people in different production companies, people that need people for like Tubi films, Netflix, and all these other sites where people watch movies and stuff at.
Okay. That's a smart route to go. You know, I personally believe when you get into film, you should learn different aspects, you know, and with you stepping into the realm of acting, I met a acting coach, Danny G, and I've taken a couple of her classes. And when we go over the scripts, they give me their interpretation of how they understand it compared to what the writer wrote. And what she did for exercise, she gave us a script and she told us to act it out. And I told her there's no substance to the script. She said, well, you got to figure it out. And now I understand why. Even when the producer gets it, he does his own thing with the script. You know, so now I understand why some writers want some actors want the writers on set or the producer wants the writer on set so that they can get a feel for what they meant. You know, can you recall the first script you ever wrote and what it was about?
I was like 12 or 13 when I wrote the first script, and I cannot remember off the top of my head. But I could give you something that I wrote recently for these people for a writing competition. It was for a writing contest, and the movie I wrote, I won, and it was for these people in Atlanta, Georgia. And I don't hear back from them a lot. They don't communicate with me as well, but they have my script, and they said that like they were gonna get the movie filmed for me. The movie was gonna be on Tubi, but I just feel like they're a little unprofessional because they don't contact me a lot, and then they be asking me to write like more scripts for them, and I still don't hear back from anything from them after I won that contest. But I do have something.
Okay.
But I don't have it on me. But do you want like a description of what the movie is about?
Sure, you can, but I'm gonna give you a little advice, you know, and this is coming from somebody that's just been in the writing game, period, you know. I make sure, you know, and this is for everybody that's listening to, make sure whatever you send out, you have it either copywritten or WGA, the Writers Guild Association. Make sure that it's written, it's copywritten there, as well as copywritten itself. Most people say go with the copyrights, and that's cool, you know, or the WGA, you know, but make sure that they can't just use your intellectual property as their own, you know, because these production companies, some of them are slick, some of them do some grimy things behind, you know, the scenes. But yes, go ahead and you could tell us a little about it.
Okay, so the movie I wrote, it's about me having a little sister that was raped by our mom's boyfriend. No, it is not based on a true story. It's just something that came across my mind because I am good at like coming up with things. Like I said, I'm a good storyteller, so I can make up things and make it sound good. And the movie has like a big plot twist to it because our mom in the movie, she didn't believe like what was going on with my sister, and it was a lot of abuse going on between our mom's boyfriend and my little sister in the movie. And it got to the point where things got really violent to where we like had to kill my mom's boyfriend because my little sister was so traumatized to like not be at home. And then the dad, he will always abuse our mom. And you know, like how some women, they stay with men after abuse, basically that's how I was going. And me, I had a best friend, and the dad didn't like the best friend in the movie and stuff. He didn't like him coming over, didn't want the man spending the night or anything like that. But to turn around the whole entire time while my sister was trapped in the house, every time I would leave, she was being raped and abused by our mom's boyfriend, basically, throughout the movie.
Yeah, that sounds like a very interesting plot twist, plot rather, you know, and you hear about that a lot. You hear about, you know, somebody, their mother, boyfriend raping them, the parents not believing them, you know, and it's like some of the girls feel like there's no place to go. There's nobody to confide in, you know, so I wish you continued success as far as you writing your scripts. And that sounds like a very interesting script, you know.
Yes.
How did you manage to navigate around schoolwork on top of writing scripts when you were younger?
I did most of my script writing on weekends when I had free time. Just like a couple of months ago, I just graduated with my bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and I was still managing to write scripts, especially for the people that I won the writing contest for. The script that I just wrote that I just told you about, it is 75 pages long. I managed to write 75 pages and still focus on my criminal justice degree at the same time. It's a little bit of challenging because in criminal justice, you do a lot of writing. And then when you want to write scripts, you do a lot of writing unless you're writing like a short story. But I wrote a full 75-page movie script. So it could be challenging, but you just have to find time to really do something that you like. And if it's something that I really like to do, I'm actually going to do it.
Yeah. You got to have a passion for it. Because if you have a passion for it, especially with writing, you'll find a way. You'll make a way, you know. And congratulations on your bachelor's degree.
Thank you.
That is a rough one. You know, I was told that criminal justice was only good for teaching. Not to downplay your degree. Don't take it like that. I'm not saying it like that. And the only reason why I'm staying that is because I had went to John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York, and that was my major. And then somebody told me that was only good for teaching, so I went for psychology. You know, and a lot of people didn't know that about me. That's a hidden gem that a lot of people don't know. And I've been letting go a lot of gems. Like if I talk to Arthur and they bring up something, I'll bring up something about, you know, something I've done in the past. So everybody can get to understand and know who I am as well. Just not only as the host of the show. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, and hopefully it'll bring other authors and people in the movie industry in. You know, are there any particular films or screenwriters who influenced you during this time?
It could be like anybody.
Yeah, it could be anybody. Yeah.
I really like 50 Cent.
Okay.
I really like 50 Cent. I love Power. I love BMF. I love every Power series he has. I love Taraji P. Henson. But it's just something about 50 Cent that inspires me. Because, you know, like in the industry, they say a lot of people are like weird. I just feel like 50 Cent don't give off that weird vibe. I know you heard about the little Diddy stuff that's going on. It's just like if I was to really take my career to the next level, I think somebody that I would really want to work for is 50 Cent. Like I could be a writer for 50 Cent.
Okay. Did you face any skepticism or doubt during your process? Like, you say to yourself, like, I don't think I could really do this anymore.
Well, no, nah, never. I gave up before because of something that happened in my past life. But, like, now that I'm older and I got away from some things that traumatized me, I feel like I can continue to do what I want to do. Like, I went to school for criminal justice. I don't even want to pursue with anything in criminal justice. It's nothing that I really wanted to do. I just went to school for criminal justice to have something as a backup, just in case screenwriting or acting or modeling does not go the way I want it to go. Because it's really hard in the industry to get acting roles, to be a screenwriter for somebody. It's really challenging. And it doesn't just happen within a day unless you really know somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You definitely, it's one of them, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Exactly.
And you got to also be worried about who brings you in. Because the people that they present you to, if they're not respected, you're not going to get respected. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to be worried about who holds the door open for you. You know? How would you think you would handle it if you seen your words on the screen, like a full-fledged movie that you wrote on the full screen? How do you think that you would feel?
I would feel like really excited. Like I'll be shocked because like it's like my stuff on a screen and it's like I work so hard and then it's like things that you always wish for and they come true. I think anybody would be happy to see all their hard work like actually on the screen. Like one day I would love to see written by Kalen Wells, directed by Kalen Wells, produced by Kalen Wells. Like I want to see stuff like that one day. And that's why I'm pushing myself so hard to try to keep connecting and trying to work with people. It's like a motivation thing for me. I am somebody that is not going to give up. I don't care if it take me 10 months, 10 years, I'm going to keep going until I get what I want.
Okay. Are there any particular genres or particular themes that you're looking to aim at shooting next? Writing, like horror, romance, sci-fi, any of those genres?
Currently, I've been writing drama and crime, but Right now, I am writing a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get into, I want to write my first scary movie. So I have started it, but I need to continue writing it.
Okay. How do you think you will handle rejection or criticism if somebody say, I don't like this work? You might think it's good, but I don't think it's good.
If somebody was to reject me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel no type of way about it because somebody else might like my work.
Good answer.
Just because somebody reject you, that don't mean give up, because there are lots of people out here that might like what you write or like what you film. So that don't mean give up just because you got rejected by somebody. Keep going.
Yeah. How do you find opportunities to share your scripts? I know you said that you had submitted it to one of these companies in Atlanta. Are there any other ways that you use to share your scripts so you can gain feedback?
I have sent one of my scripts to a director in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if he actually read it yet. I emailed it to him, and I've been connecting, trying to connect with this actor that I know. His name is Keontae Smith in Chicago. He's a really good actor. He's on Tubi. And one of their recently movies that just dropped on Tubi is Tyrant, Like Father, Like Son. It's a good movie. Mm-hmm. Y'all check it out. It's really good. They done got over 3 million views, like, less than a week, I think, on the movie. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to connect and work with him because he told me, like, if I write a movie, give it to him, and we can film it, possibly. So, like, the people that I submitted the movie to, their company is called Let's Talk Productions in Atlanta. And like I said before, I don't hear from them a lot, so I don't really know what they're doing with my script. Hopefully, they're going to still give me my credit for what I wrote, because they did tell me that I would be only getting paid 7.5%, but they were going to touch up my writing to where they get 7.5% of what I wrote, too.
Mm-hmm.
And with other people that I talked to, they told me with writing, don't ever take 7.5% of what you wrote. Writers should get paid 15 to 20% of what they wrote.
Yeah, it varies. It varies. It depends on, first you got to find out what their budget is. You know, that's very important. I also make sure I need to know if I ghostwrite something for somebody, and I've done this in the past. I might have ghostwritten something for a company, and I ask them, are they producing it or are they getting funding for it? Because that makes a major difference on what I'm going to charge. You understand what I'm saying? And I need to know what their budget is. Because a lot of these companies, they'll be like, yeah, I need the script. You write the script, but they don't know where to go after that. I know everything that they need to do after that. So I charge for that service as well. So I tell them, if you need it produced by yourself or you need it somebody else, I can show you what you need to do and how to do it, you know. How do you handle the pressures of meeting deadlines, or do you set any deadlines on yourself?
I mostly set deadlines on myself if I'm going to write something. Mm-hmm. If I got that movie with 75 pages, I got that movie done within a week and a half.
Okay.
By the time I wrote a couple of pages each night, just to get it done within a week and a half. A lot of people say it take them a few months to do a movie script. If I know what I'm going to write about and talk about, I can get the movie done in a week.
That's good. Let me tell you something. And this is another question I have to ask you. Have you ever thought about writing a novel?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay. I'm going to bring you back on the show after you write that novel. Or start writing that novel, and I want to get your feedback on that, because it's a lot different, you know. Let me ask this question, because you said you wanted to do the acting, you wanted to learn about the acting part, the script writing, or anything else, right? You want to be executive producer. Is there anything else that you would like to be on set, or you just want to learn everything that everybody does on set?
I think I want to learn everything, actually. I want to learn everything. I want to know what the director does, how the producing stuff goes. I want to get more into writing, because that is like my main career goal, is the writing part and acting. I want to do more acting. I only had one role as an extra in a movie, which is called Red Kool-Aid, and it's on Tubi. I want to do more. Like, I want to learn. I want to get into main roles and stuff. Like, I did theater in high school. I want to be, like, on top, like, next level stuff.
Okay.
I want to produce my own movies. I want to do stuff like that.
Okay. How do you approach the task of crafting dialogue as far as your characters being engaging? Like you said, you're writing horror. What makes you think that this would be a good horror? What characteristics or what elements do you have in this movie that you think would make everybody scared of? Mm-hmm. And you don't have to give away the plot. You can just come up with anything off the top of your head.
Oh, because I have not wrote a lot of it. It's only like 5 pages.
Okay.
I only got where I got into the woods because they going to go to a cabin in the woods. And, you know, a lot of people don't like going to woods. So yeah. I would say, like, being in the wood part, it is just, it is 4 characters in the movie. It's going to be a 5th person that I didn't get to yet because that 5th person is going to be the person that tries to kill them. So, yeah, I think, like, being in the cabin in the woods and stuff. Some people like going to the cabin in woods, but I know me, I can't do woods and stuff like that. But I know some people like it. Some people just not going for it because some people don't like dark areas, and I don't like dark areas where I can't see nothing. You know how, like, on a road, like, you go into the country and it's just extremely dark and you don't know nobody out there?
Yeah.
That's basically how the movie gonna go. They just gonna go far out on a 2-lane road and they don't see nothing but land and woods, basically.
Okay. Are there any actors or actresses that you would love to work with or write a script for? If you got a phone call today from somebody in Hollywood, who would you want it to be? And you can't use 50 Cent. Or Taraji. You can't use either of those two.
I would say my next choice pick probably would be Tyler Perry.
Okay.
But Tyler Perry not in Hollywood.
Uh-uh. He has his own thing, but it's cool. It's all the same, you know. And let me rephrase that, because, you know, some people be like, oh, it's not all the same. He got his own. You're right. He does. But what I'm meaning is somebody has a major studio, like 50 has a major studio now in Louisiana, I think.
Yeah, didn't that just get built?
Yes. You know, Tyler has one in Atlanta, you know, and you have all these other actors that are coming up with studios, you know, as well. But when I mean Hollywood, I mean that whole gambit of people, you know? So.
I'm trying to think of who else that I would want to work with. Most of the people that I want to work with, the talented actors, are actually in Chicago.
Well, listen, it is what it is.
They are actually in Chicago because I love the way they act. And Chicago got some really talented actors. Really talented.
Yeah, Detroit is taking over too. Detroit has a big, you know, a big acting community out there. Do you think you could sit in a writing room? And what I mean is that, for people that don't know, it's like a group of writers get together. They say, hey, I need you to write this for this movie or this TV show. Would you be interested in something like that as well?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Do you think you could create a TV series that can produce several seasons and it still be engaging?
Of course.
Okay. Listen, I love the confidence. Nothing wrong with that.
She's well, like, you said Detroit is trending, right? With the actors and stuff?
Yes.
I think one actor, she's a female, I don't want to mess her name up. Is it Mykevia?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Most definitely. I like her. Most definitely with her.
Crystal the Doll.
And you got Mina Monroe, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it right. I follow these people.
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it too. Mina Monroe.
Yes, you her. Know. And then it's another girl. She played in the movie Please. It's on Tubi.
Oh, China. Yeah.
Her too.
Yeah, she's a good actress. She pulled that off. That Please. She pulled that off.
And James, Kivia's boyfriend, him too. He a good actor from Detroit. Okay.
I got to see his face. I can't picture him.
He's the one that has the dreads.
Oh, he's in Down in the Dirty D?
Yes, with my Kivia.
Okay. Yeah. I know who you're talking about now. What is the misconception that you think people have about screenwriting?
In like a bad way?
Yeah. What is something that you learned on your journey that you hear, like you always hear somebody say, man, that movie was corny, man. I could have wrote something better than that. What is something that you would like to debunk that somebody wouldn't think about writing?
I think like with most writing, because like most of these movies that you see, most of it basically be the same. Like when I watch Tubi and stuff, it's like most movies that I see, all the endings end up like the same. Like you seen the movie The Stepmother.
Yeah. With Mark, whatever his name is from that group.
I think her name is Erica. She played a stepmother, the crazy lady. She played the crazy lady. And it's like three stepmother movies.
Yeah. Marquise Houston, he produced them or something.
Yes, it's something like that. It's just like, I feel like with writing, I feel like some movies people be feeling like this trash because it's like, oh, I already know what's going to happen from the beginning. The same thing going to happen at the end. I see a lot of movies like that. They still be good, but I just be feeling like the endings be ending the same. And yeah. Then some movies, they have different wordings into it, but like the actors playing in it is like, oh, it's the same thing or the same movie I just watched and it's going to end the same. They going to end up killing him or killing her and then everybody just going to go back to normal. I see a lot of movies like that. Yeah. So I think the writing part, I feel like a lot of misconceptions is some of it is like written the same, but the storyline could be just a little bit different, but the ending of the movie is going to end the same as the other. If you get what I'm trying to say, I'm trying to make it sense.
I get it. Do you think it's because more so that the film is so saturated. The movie industry is so saturated now. You know, it's like every week you turn around, there's a new movie coming out. And then they trying to do the reboots. What do you think about reboots? That's another question. What do you think about like the remake of something?
I like when people remake certain movies.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to like when people remake stuff, I don't like sometimes how people change the characters. Like it don't have the same actors it had in it before, because sometimes when you put new actors in certain things, it kind of messed up the whole thing. And I ain't trying to be funny or nothing, but like a lot of people cannot act for real. Some people just can't act to me. And I'm not trying to be funny or rude, but it's like keep the original people that did the storyline and let them twist it up themselves. Because when you put these new people in it, it's like they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Do you think it's because the writer tried to go a different route? Or do you think it's to stay on the same subject line? Like, okay, like say Karate Kid, for instance. I'm going to just use that because that's a classic. You know, everybody be like, oh, you can't make Karate Kid over. You know, that's a classic. That's a classic. But then you had Jackie Chan and what's his name?
Jaden Smith.
Yeah, Jaden Smith do it over, and it was an interesting story. I think it was a good remake. But I'm noticing a lot of movies that are being remade are not making the revenue that they want, and I think it's because they kind of somewhat go against the storyline. Do you think it's important to keep that storyline?
It's important to keep the storyline, but like if you want to add different actors, make sure it's people that can play that role correctly. Because a lot of people would get mad. Like if you go through the movie theaters and you get mad because somebody not acting the role right, you're going to think like, oh, this is boring. Oh, this person can't act. They done messed up the whole storyline, this, this, and that. And then people don't understand. I'm somebody that like that. If I feel like, because Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith are good actors. Don't get me wrong. They are really good. They do real good. And I feel like when they did Karate Kid, they didn't mess it up at all.
Yeah. Okay. I got another one for you, because we're going to think about, let's say, The Last Dragon, because Bruce Leroy was brand new. Nobody knew who he was. That was his first movie ever. New. My question is new versus old. When you're doing a movie, do you think you should use old actors that have a name, or do you think you should use new actors and give them a chance?
Both.
Do you think they should work together, or you think they should work separately?
Both. I feel like a lot of people do deserve a chance, even though I say some people can't act certain roles, but I do feel like a lot of people do deserve a chance.
Mm-hmm. So you think that the seasoned vets would compliment the amateur actors or actresses? Unseasoned actors and actresses, because I don't want to make, you know, downplay anybody's skill level.
Right.
You know?
I feel like everybody deserves a chance to do something they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But train people too. Give people more practice. Because some movies are rushed through. Some movies are really rushed through to get done. And I think that's where most of the acting is messed up too.
Yeah.
So I feel like train the people, because I can't say it's not hard to act, because I have not played in big major role movies. But I'm like, literally train these people so they can play the character and people will like it.
Yeah. Well, what advice would you give an upcoming actor, actress, or person that's screenwriting?
My advice is, if it's something you want to do, keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't stop. I'm somebody that gave up before plenty of times. And now I'm 24 years old, still trying to pursue my career because I can't find nothing that I want to do that I went to school for. And I feel like writing is basically the only thing I want to do, and acting. So I feel like if it's something you want to do, stick your mind to it and don't give up on your goals or dreams, because you never know who you're going to meet, who will contact you, and who will actually want to work with you. So if you want to be an actress, an actor, a writer, keep going with it. Don't give up on what you want to do.
Yeah, and I want to thank you again for coming on the show. And I'm gonna tell you a joke. When we had first reached out to each other on Facebook, you know, I was sending out the messages and everything, and you had sent me a message about the screenwriting and stuff, right? When I had seen your picture, I said, you look like you was a teenager. I said, okay, this little girl is acting about screenwriting, until I did a little more research and found out you was older. I was like, because at first I thought you were about 13, 14 when I see your picture. I'm not gonna even lie to you. You know. So that's why I was like a little hesitant on responding. And I'm pretty sure you get that a lot.
Yeah, people think I'm 16, one day I'm 19.
Yeah. But in closing, can you give everybody your social media, emails, or how people can reach out to you if they want to try to hire you to be a screenwriter for them?
Okay, yes. My Instagram is _KAAYLANN. That is Instagram. Facebook name is Kaylin Wells. It's spelled KAYLANWELLS. I do not have a Twitter. I have a TikTok. My TikTok is spelled the same way as my Instagram. My email is KAYLANMODELING23@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you again for coming on the show. And I appreciate you. I wish you continued success, young lady, and keep shooting for them stars, all right?
All right.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of the Voice Behind the Pen podcast.
I'm your host, author, and screenwriter, S.C. Dickens. Good night, everyone.